You're listening to Morning Edition. I'm Mel DeYoung. Night before last, thousands of students rioted to protest the firing of longtime Penn State coach Joe Paterno. WPSU's Emily Reddy reports yesterday saw some in State College trying to shift attention back where they thought it should be, to Sandusky's alleged victims.
A new head coach's first press conference is usually a celebratory event. But Penn State interim head coach Tom Bradley's first appearance before reporters yesterday was somber. The football and the promotion were overshadowed by recent revelations.
I take this job with very mixed emotions due to the situation.
Bradley became defensive coordinator at Penn State after Jerry Sandusky retired in 1999. Bradley would not comment on the legal charges surrounding the Sandusky case, but he did say this when asked if football coaches have a wider responsibility to report allegations of sex crimes.
We all have a responsibility to take care of our children, all of us.
They were out of the large ones, so we came back. He said, come back at 6.
Across town, Penn State students and local residents have found a way to shift focus to the victims. State College resident Jen Buchan and about 40 others are waiting at McClanahan's in downtown State College. There's supposed to be a second shipment of specially made shirts against child abuse to wear to Saturday's game.
The media has to stop with Joe. It has to be all about the kids now, not everything else.
I want to show support for my school in the right way, not out being out on the streets and rioting, but in a good way, to show support for the victims, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Kaylee Feeney is a freshman at Penn State. She says she came to the university for the unity and school spirit, and she thinks those qualities can be regained. Laura March and two co-organizers came up with the shirt idea.
It's really just crazy in here now, and it's pretty exciting to see so many people come out for this. And I'm excited to say that the official whiteout was canceled.
For the big games, March goes on to explain, Penn State fans traditionally wear all white to intimidate the opposing team. The game against Nebraska was supposed to be a whiteout, but March came up with the idea of a blueout. The color blue symbolizes child abuse prevention. The shirts, which March helped design, are printed with an awareness ribbon and the words, Stop Child Abuse, Blue Out Nebraska.
I'm a graduate student in art education at Penn State. We talk a lot about ways to deal constructively with our feelings and trying to make something positive out of the situation.
Profits from t-shirt sales will go to Prevent Child Abuse Pennsylvania. The idea has gained a lot of support. A Blue Out Facebook page had nearly 11,000 supporters as of late last night.
I think what makes me happiest is that it's a collective movement. Everybody feels that it can be their own. And I think that taking ownership of the situation and creating that positivity out of our current situation is what's really making everybody supportive right now.
But not everyone is feeling optimistic just yet. Delilah Rumberg is CEO of the Pennsylvania Coalition Against Rape. She held a press conference yesterday and stressed that anger about Paterno's removal only makes things harder for victims.
The actions that we are witnessing now from the riots last night only reinforces to victims everywhere that it's not safe to tell what happened, to get help, and to bravely tell your story to stop the offender from hurting you. This is why victims don't come forward, and we're outraged.
Riots have other consequences as well. State College Police Captain John Gardner says suspects for crimes ranging from riot to attempted arson to failure to disperse number in the teens so far. He has some advice for students over the coming nights.
Stay off the streets. The behavior of last night is not going to be tolerated. Each time they up the ante, we're going to have to up the ante as well. These are people here who have a lot to lose, the students, and I want to be careful in the fact that most of the kids that are out there are good kids, but the problem isn't the mob.
Late last night, Penn State Athletics put out a statement. It said, due to multiple threats made against assistant coach Mike McQuarrie, he will not be at Saturday's football game against Nebraska. Some think McQueary should have been punished instead of or in addition to Joe Paterno because he was a firsthand witness to abuses allegedly committed by Sandusky. I'm Emily Reddy, WPSU.
Today's Board of Trustees meeting will be open to the public. Keep listening to WPSU for more on this story.